Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast, you are listening to PSN Live with the Prophet Michael Shakespeare and me, Pastor Lawrence London Jr. We are on the line. I don't know. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulties. I think Prophet just got on the line.
I'm on the line, Pastor London. How are you doing today, man of God?
Good. Doing real good.
Not really a technical difficulty. I just wanted to make a grand entrance like you do. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, good morning, good night, wherever you are, people of God. We are so blessed to be here again. Praise the Lamb of God for another segment of prophetic truth. Praise the Lamb of God with prophetic perspective. I am happy that each of you are here tuning in and chiming in. What a wonderful day it is. The sun is shining and we are shouting victory in America. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, if you only knew what God has done for us. Praise the Lamb of God. It is one of the most exciting times, praise the Lamb of God, of my life. I will have to say this, that I'm happy that I'm living in the days of Barack Obama. I am proud to be alive, praise the Lamb of God, in these days that grandfathers and great-grandfathers and grandmothers and so forth had longed to see, and they missed this day. Who would have ever thought, praise the Lamb of God, that we would win back-to-back? Who would have ever thought, praise the Lamb of God, the competitors are still in shock right as we speak, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to this historical event. My God, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. Praise the Lamb of God. OMG. I just want to tell you all that our God is awesome. He is a great God. Praise the Lamb of God. And that none of us can deny. He is a great God. And that none of us can deny. People of God, I love you today. Pastor London, I love you, man. Thank you for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going forth with the show today as we talk about, praise the Lamb of God, all this that has transpired and much more. We just want to be a part of each of your lives. Praise the Lamb of God today as we prepare for the gathering. The gathering is on, people of God, and we want you to make your way. Praise the Lamb of God every evening. Those of you who are not registered and can't attend the day classes and sessions, praise the Lamb of God, we want you to be a part, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the night sessions. The doors open at 6:30 p.m., and people of God, the admission is free in the evening time for the night services, praise the Lamb of God. So come, be a part of the gathering, and make sure you're there. Praise God, it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And I need you, praise the Lamb of God, to come expecting a miracle. Come expecting the move of God. Come, praise the Lamb of God, with anticipation and expectation of what God is going to do. Wow, what an awesome God we serve. I love each of you. Pastor London, my God, man, I'm excited about you and the next generation. Praise God. I know there's going to be some young people there, and we're going to make a way, praise the Lamb of God, for Pastor London to minister. Our daughter Asia is coming, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to make sure that something happens. And it may just have to happen, Lawrence, in the corporate service on Friday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you and her share some time there to do something with these young people. But we need to impact, we need to impart, we need to do something for them, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure that we should secure, praise the Lamb of God, the next generation of the prophetic. God is doing an awesome thing. I'm excited about it. I'm happy about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm happy about each of you. Thank you again for being here. It's prayer time, Lawrence London. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for us to go to the throne of God and seek God's face. Praise the Lamb and give him praise and thanksgiving. It's praise day on the page on PSM, Praise the Lamb of God International. On the page is praise day, and we want you to take part in that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody's calling in already, Lawrence.
Yeah, I see
that. 504. Who is this?
It's Sandra, prophet.
Oh.
I just want to say, you called it a year ago. You prophesied that Obama would get a second term, and it's done.
My God in heaven. God is awesome. Praise. I've been getting calls from as far as Nigeria. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, it is.
My goodness gracious, about the prophecy. About me prophesying this, praise the Lamb of God. Even as it grew tighter and tighter, I never stopped saying, God said that Obama will have a second term, and that is going to be a move of God in a way that the world was going to celebrate it again. And
yes,
I lie, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They said it was going to be tight. I said, it's not going to be tight. Pastor London
right.
even told me, he said, man, it's going to be such a big gap. Hallelujah. God has done it. Nobody but Jesus did this.
That's it.
Is the left. People,
that's
God,
it.
Lord, has done a wonderful thing for us. I'm telling you.
Yes,
praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. The assassination of the middle class. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
We were
that's
on
right.
life support. Obama has been pumping air in our lungs. He
that's
has
right.
literally been pumping
that's
air
right.
in our lungs to keep us alive and to keep this country afloat so that it will not be too distinct, praise the Lamb of God, classes of people as it is in second and third world countries, and that is rich and poor, but that there
that's
will
right.
be a middle class. He's building, praise the Lamb of God, he's building a platform for us
that's
to
right.
stand on again.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb
exactly.
of God. It
and
was
you know,
it was a trick of the enemy, praise God, to take all of our homes from us. It was a trick
that's right.
of the
that's
enemy,
right.
the robbers of our finances. They taught us
that's
how
right.
to invest in Wall Street, and then they crashed the market behind
right.
every other week, just letting it crash, robbing us of our interest, robbing
that's
us
evil.
Robbing us
it
of our
evil.
Credit,
that's
wanting
right.
us to be like bums in the streets again so they can enslave us. Do not
right.
be deceived, people of God.
Right.
I'll shout it from the rooftop. They want us to be enslaved again. And under the principles and the guise of religion, they tried to do it. But God said no. Praise the Lamb
right.
of God. But he has declared a royal priesthood. He has declared a holy nation. And it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Boy, if we don't pray, I'm going to run this thing over the day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I am excited about Jesus.
I am too. You know,
hallelujah.
Yesterday I was ready.
I am excited about Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm excited about Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb. Lawrence?
Yes, sir. Yes,
man
sir.
Of God, I'm excited about God today. The Lord is so awesome. Woo! Hallelujah,
yes,
people.
Yes, yes.
You can't make me die. You can't break my spirit. You can't
yes.
do nothing because I know God with us. I know God is with me. Praise
yes,
the Lamb. Of God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray, people of God. Hallelujah. Pastor London is going to pray for us, lead us to the throne of grace today. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to spread the word. Obama is not a perfect man, and neither am I.
That's right. That's right.
But then I need everybody to look in the mirror and find your perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are all striving to be what God would have us to be. We all
mm-hmm.
have our issues. Praise the Lamb of God. Whether it's our stance on something that's not right, or whether we have a personal issue with a hang-up or an addiction or something, all of us have our But by the power of God, we shall overcome. Praise the Lamb.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
So I'm praying for each of us today, along with Pastor London, hallelujah, that we don't point fingers at each other and that we don't point fingers, praise the Lamb of God, and nobody else, but that we continue to pray for one another as the scripture exhorts us, that we continue to pray for each other, that we continue to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Let no man deceive you. When our accuser come up, they are working on behalf of the devil. They are the accuser of the brethren. That's what the Bible says. People of God, I love you today. Pastor London is praying for the sick, the shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. He's praying for those that are bereaved. He's praying for all of those, praise the Lord, who have bills. Praise the Lamb of God, who don't know how they're going to make it, can't see their way. Praise the Lamb of God. I read this morning, people of God, in Isaiah 49, I have engraved you in the palms of my hand, says the Lord. I have engraved you in the palms of my hand. He said, can a mother forget her suckling child? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Can a mother, he said, mm-hmm. if a mother can forget a suckling child, then I can forget you. Praise the Lamb of God. I have not forgotten you. Hallelujah. God said, I have not forgotten. I don't care where you are, what's happening. Praise the Lamb. What's going on? God has not forgotten you. Pastor London is taking us to the throne now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, you are too awesome. As I sit here and listen to your son declare your glory, I'm just overwhelmed, God. It's just like him. We are so honored to be living in these times, God. Mm. Father, you are awesome. We're so honored to be able to worship you a whole nother day, Father. Oh, God. Oh, there is none like you, God. Woo! Ah, the only true and living God. There is none like you, God. You live and you give us life. You are just beyond life because you give us life. There is none like you, our Father. We bless you as your children, God. We stand before you right now on this day, on this Wednesday, to give you glory, honor, and praise. We stand before you. Whether we're riding in our cars or sitting in an office, or whether we're in a hotel room, a bedroom, a hospital bed, a jail cell, it's awesome that everything can be transcended around us, that we can look to you, and God, the glory can fill wherever we are, God. That right now we declare ourselves to be seated in heavenly places with you, God. We place our lives before you, God. Oh, Lord, have your way. Forgive us for all of our trespasses, God. We say, burn up anything that should not be, God. Change our hearts. Change our minds, God. Make us whole. Make us clean. Make us clear in you, Father. We want to be your vessels that carry your glory, God. Have your way and forgive us for anything that we might thought, we might felt, God. We pray and we intercede for all around us, God. Let us be your people. In the name of Jesus, God, let us be the people that stand in the gap for this world, God. Lord, let us be the people that even after this election, God, that we stand for unity, God. Just yesterday, we saw a divided America. We pray for America right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for giving us a leader, a president on this in America, but we want every leader, everything to be wound up in you. We still declare that your kingdom will come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. We love you. We bless you, God. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who are afflicted. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, God. We pray for those, God, who are lonely, God. We pray for those who are going through things in their marriages with their family. We pray for those who have been hurt, oh, physically, emotionally, oh, God, spiritually. We pray for those. We pray for every leader, every church leader, every church member, every non-church member. We pray for everyone. We pray for you to cover this whole earth right now with your presence, with your glory, God, because we need you, God. We need you, Father, like never before. This is your day. This is a new day. And we want to stand and declare and see new works done on this earth by your very power. We want to stand and declare and see you move like never before by your very power, God. We love you so much that we can't stop giving you the praise and the glory and the honor, God. We love you so much in America. We love you so much in Africa. We love you so much in Asia. We love you so much in Europe, God. We love you so much right now on every island we abide on. We love you, God. We bless your holy name because there again is none like you, God. We declare right now in the name of Jesus as we go forward in this show, God. We declare as we go forward this week in your conference, God, that you would have your way. We will never be the same from this day forward, God.
thank God for your man servant that declared in a year ago that Barack Obama would be the president. We're not just glorying in that. We're glorying in the fact that you are holding every minute in your hand, every second in your hand, that you're still in control. And because you're still in control, we're getting excited because we know that you're rising up something greater than America. You're rising up something greater than any empire on this earth. You're rising up your kingdom, and you're rising it up in us, God. We thank you for this day because this is the day that we can declare that we will change the world for you, God. Every member on this line, every member all around, God, we will change this world. The sick will be recovered, God, because we know you are in control. The blind will receive sight because we know you are in control. The deaf will hear. The lame will walk, God. Marriages will be restored. Our young people will rise up as a new generation. Oh, God, we know that we will be business owners, that the money is transferring right now. We thank you for financial wealth transfer. You show the wealthy they can't buy you out, God. You show the wealthy that they can't change your plans. You show the wealthy that you still care a lot about us. God, let us be in the mindset that we're ready to receive everything you give us, and we're ready to receive it with the right mind, the right heart, God. Have your way. Thank you for the victory we're walking in. Thank you for the truth we're going to walk in. Thank you for your power and your glory we're going to walk in. God, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
God, we praise your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father, because we know it is so. Oh, God. Thank you, God, for Michael Shakespeare.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you for his life. Thank you for where you're taking him. Thank you for his heart. Have your way, God. Even now, God, through this gathering, oh, God, we can't wait to experience even more of you. Oh, God, continue to grow in us. Continue to love us. Continue to be with us. Continue to let us see and let us know. We declare it in Jesus' name. We declare it in Jesus' name.
God has done just to allow us to be able to call on his name, just to be able to enter into the place of his spirit, to reach inside of ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, and sense and feel God in a way that we have never felt him before. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Sir, praise the Lamb of God. Here's another caller. Eric call 248.
Prophet Shakespeare. How you doing today, sir? This Brett. Glory
Brett
to you.
Brett from all kinds of numbers. I tell you, you're doing, must be in the D.
No, not yet. I'm just in the prayer garden right now praying with you guys. And I woke up today with that newness too. So thank you, Pastor London, for that prayer, man. I was right on time, man. Glory to God, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited right now. I'm excited. I'm excited over the prophetic word. I'm excited over you, man, and God. I love you today, man. I just want to let you know that, man. I'm excited to see you.
And I'm excited to see you, man. I can't wait, man, to see my. You know I love you. Do some bread.
Like
I
too,
Stephanie in 100 years. I can't wait to see her. But
yeah,
really,
man.
Y'all know I really want to see Jada.
Yeah, we read Jada excited. Jasmine excited. She said, "I'm trying to get all the little young ones. I'm trying to get the young kids over there so Pastor London can holler at them. So I'm
bring them
all,
man. Bring all you can bring."
Yeah, I'm working on that. So, man, I'm excited, Prophet. I'm excited on the prophetic word as you speak into the lives of so many people and speak about so many prophetic things in every area. And I just a testimony. I'm getting excited because I'm like, man, you know, he spoke his prophetic word over the president of the United States. And you said something last week, and you said we should be excited because of the prophetic word you spoke on our lives and how we should just be jumping on beds, you know what I'm saying? So I woke up today with a praise in my heart, man. I'm just ready to get on this plane and get this trip over with and get there, man. That's all. Yeah.
Goodness, hallelujah. That's the kind of excitement I'm talking about, people. Yeah. God, hallelujah. My goodness gracious, man.
Oh, Brett, love your brother.
Love you too, Pastor London. We ain't got a chance to talk, so I can't wait to see you as well. I ain't forgot about you.
Brett, Pastor London and I got a new restaurant to take you to.
It's on the pocket.
Don't tell them the name yet.
Don't tell them the name yet, okay.
You dare do it. People of God, y'all better get there. We got a place that serves cha with the green.
Hell yeah.
You know what cha-cha is?
I don't know what cha-cha is.
Oh, I don't know what cha-cha is.
Fred don't know what cha-cha is.
I don't know what cha-cha is.
Oh, man, we got to introduce him to cha-cha, Lon.
Yes, we got to introduce him.
I've been fasting so long, I'm ready to get it in. You know what I mean? It's all good.
No, that's right. Brett. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We've been fasting and praying, people, for the gathering and for the discipline of our tongues and things of that nature. Man, I tell you, boy, oh boy, what a time we're about to enter. I'm having it already. I'm having a praise the Lamb of God, enjoyment of the gathering just from hearing your voice, Brett. Man of God, you have encouraged us. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah.
What do you think about that election?
Prophet, you know, all I can hear in my head is you guys speaking a prophetic word like it is so. And all I can do is say, wait till it's so, but wait till my testimony. Wait till I can share my testimony. Wait till I can really just share everything and how awesome God is, all the teachings. All I can think about is the teaching. How can we be down? I have to lift myself up because we're going to be faced with the challenges every single day, every moment, man. It seems like even when you fast, and it seems like the enemy just try to crank it up. Or maybe it's God developing us in certain areas. I try to make sure I have a fine line between that and not always saying it's the enemy. And I just think about it, man. I say, God is so good, man. The president of the United States is black. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Man, we can do anything out here. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can do anything out here.
Yeah.
We can do anything out here, man. We could change. I just think about the change and going forward, man, and the division in the country. You know what I'm saying? And as a city of Detroit, you know how much we can change. Even California, man. You know, it's a lot of Latinos out here. It's more Latinos than I've ever seen. And I look at the Latino vote and how high it is. and how we can influence and break down that barrier between Hispanics and blacks, and how powerful this country can be, man.
I'm telling you, man, I thought about that too, man, because what Obama is doing is, people of God, he's chiseling at the wall of prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Wall of prejudice is being torn down in the next generation. I looked at, even at the victory celebration, I looked at it real good, the crowd,
mm-hmm.
and how they was
mm-hmm.
laughing and talking with each other.
Yeah.
How
mm-hmm.
older
yeah.
ones was dancing with people of other nationalities and what have you, and this, that, and another, and swaying to the music and what have you with smiles on their face. There
mm-hmm.
is something happening in the spirit, and it's greater than we can even imagine. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe the next generations are tired of color as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I really do. I don't think they care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they care. I think they want right and righteousness to come forth. I really do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn's on too with us.
Yes, Prophet, I am here.
Just say she know what cha-cha is. I know that's why she pushed that one.
No, you know what? I don't know what that is. I'm from Mississippi. And I have no idea what that is. If you haven't registered, shame on you.
It's going down. It's going down. The glory cloud is coming down, and it's going down. That's all I got to say, people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My goodness gracious. And those of you that can get there, get there, get there, get there. Get a neighbor, get a friend. Praise the Lamb of God. Hitchhike. Do what you have to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Bus, train, plane. Rope, slope, sometimes you just have to get there. Praise the Lamb of God. You that's on the phone right now, on your phones, on the internet, you already feel the bubbling. You feel, praise the Lamb of God, the anticipation. Hallelujah. God is going to move. Wait a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, you and Jocelyn, talk about it some more. The Lord is speaking to me. I need to give him my attention right now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
I'm quiet.
Yes.
I'm always quiet.
Hallelujah, Father. Lord told me to be at peace. The word of the Lord has come to me saying this, be at peace, says the Lord, for I shall be there, hallelujah, and I shall cause the cloud to come, hallelujah, and in the cloud will be healing and deliverance, said the Lamb of God, hallelujah.
My God.
Of God, hallelujah. Yes, God, the weight of the glory of God. We're going to experience it again, people of God. Hallelujah, the glory of the Lord. Father, I love you. I thank you for this confirmation. Oh, God, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Bless your people, even those that can't come, Father. Look on them, Father. Hallelujah. Where they are, allow them to experience you at the same hour. Those that wanted to come and couldn't. Hallelujah. Let them experience you at the same hour. You're God by yourself. Not selfish with you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your people today in the name of Yeshua. And Father, again, thank you for confirming your word and causing it to manifest concerning the president of this nation. Now do the work, Father, through him that needs to be done to bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, hallelujah. Jocelyn, continue with this. Lord Jesus, I'm high in the spirit. I'm trying to keep focus here. Talk about the gathering or something right quick. Hallelujah. Tell them.
We are really excited. We have some anointed teachers that are coming in. For us to share with us, we have classes, the priestly prophetic anointing. We have the oil of the kingly prophetic priesthood operating like the king that you are. Prophetic warfare, the kingly anointing under attack. Prophetic giving and seed sowing, living and giving like royalty. I mean, so many powerful classes. The spirit of the prophetic discerner, Issachar, operating in the king's court. I mean, I can go on and on. You definitely want to be here and experience the classes. They start at 12 noon. There are 12 classes beginning at 12 noon and ending at 3 o'clock or 2:50, so 3 o'clock p.m. So the classes will start on Friday at 12 noon and end at 3, and we have 12 classes in 4 different classrooms. We're really, really excited about what God is doing and what he's going to do through us, in us, you know, at this conference. It's just going to be just empowering and enlightening and educational and anointed, and the glory is definitely going to be in the nightly services. I mean, we have Apostle Amila, am I pronouncing her name right? Kava, that's coming in to minister Amile. To us. We have Amile, yes, Kava, that's coming in.
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Bishop DeVay Myatt, Prophet Joseph Waller. I mean, so many. Apostle Riley, Pastor Gail Johnson, Minister Brown. We have our own Pastor London.
Oh.
And we have, yes. So
we're really
excited. Yes, yes, yes. And then we have none other than Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare that's going to be ministering every night. I mean, it's just going to be a powerful, dynamic event.
Glory to Jesus Christ. People of God, I want you there. Praise the Lamb of God. Do your best to press your way if you can make it. You know, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, it's going to be a wonderful time. I am laughing at the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't want it to go down. It wants to break my spirit. Praise of God. But people of God, let me tell you something. Favor is on us.
I haven't had a chance to tell you this, but the hotel is just extended of another favor, I guess. It's the favor of God. When this is over, please just, we'll have to tell you about it, Angel and I. But, I mean, oh, my gosh, Prophet. Favor. Favor is just all over the place.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
favor.
Yes. I am so, oh, my gosh. Yes.
My,
I know one thing. I'm staying connected. I am staying connected.
I don't believe this.
So
I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this one time, and I may never tell you all this again. That is an anointing on my life.
Yes.
That people who touch into my spirit and connect with me, that blessings flow to them.
Oh.
I promise you that. Now, I want to say this publicly. Watch Lawrence London Jr. Watch him. Praise the Lamb. He's at the point now where God is about to bust the doors of his life wide open. Praise the God.
Glory.
Everything he has been through, I'm prophesying, he going to think he was dreaming. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
He has made a covenant with God, and he don't even know I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Holy Ghost knows. He covenanted with God. Hallelujah. Concerning his life. The blessing of the Lord that make is rich and that is sorrow is upon him now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just watch what he does. Hallelujah. He sowed a seed into my life while I was out of town. He had to get rid of it. He was scared. Praise the Lamb of God. He had a reverence for it. He gave it to my daughter and said, God told me to give this to the man of God while I was out of town. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I prayed over that seed long distance, and I want you all to see it manifest. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn is on this line. Praise the Lamb of God. And I can tell, she'll tell you, every time she opened her hand, even when she thought, praise the Lamb of God, I was making a fool out of her. I said, God said, if you do it, in 7 days, God said, if you do it in 30 days, God said, if you do it every time she's done it, God has backed my word up. Praise the Lamb of God and has blessed ministry. She's been to practically have a brand new airplane. She ain't even told you all about that.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. She practically been to have everything she's been replacing on the plane, and she didn't know why. Every little thing. I got to get this. I got to get that. And then God was showing her faith. You know it was supposed to cost me $3,000. It's only going to cost me $500. Oh, she's just been. She don't know I've been listening to her. Now, God then took care of the whole interior of her plane. Now he's giving her a new exterior of the plane.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
$30,000 worth of work is about to be done to that plane, and she ain't got to pay a. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Watch this now.
Yes.
Watch what I tell you all. She don't know, but she's been studying to go to the next level in planes. God's going to give her a twin engine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch what I tell you. Then she's going to a jet. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I had a vision of Jocelyn. Praise the Lamb of God. And the maintenancing hangar. Well, they maintenance the plane, she was the owner of it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory.
Had that vision. And I know it's coming to pass shortly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes.
I'm just telling you all, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you tap in,
oh my God.
An anointing, praise the Lamb of God, it'll flow upon you in the name of Yeshua. Boy, y'all better get to this gathering. Hallelujah. I got oil on me to pour on you. We got the oil that's going to be there from the mantle. Praise the Lamb of God. It's in there. It's right there in there right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't even know how old this oil is now. It's probably about 12 years old. Praise the Lamb of God. This oil is about 12 years old that's going in this bottle. Praise the Lamb of these bottles. And this bottle has never left the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. Has never left the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's coming to you this gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our packets are being ready. We're going to have T-shirts Saturday. Praise the Lamb of God. You've got to be there for this luncheon. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not miss this prophetic feast. Hallelujah. Don't even think about food. If you think about food, you're going to miss it. Praise. It ain't about the meal. It's about the woman of God that I'm going to put up in. But y'all just don't know. Praise the Lamb of God. Apostle Emile Carver, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When this prophetess stand before you, you're going to know that God is in the room. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you. Hallelujah. You're going to know that God is in the room. Hallelujah. Season, She's seasoned people of God. This is not a fly-by-night, jump up, come Johnny, come lately. This is a woman of God who has been soaked in oil. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to say, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. $15 only. I said this the other day, every banquet, every tea, every luncheon, every everything that I've been to at a hotel, I ain't never paid $15 at no conference. I've never paid that less. Always $30, $40, $50 to $100 to attend these type of affairs. I'm trying to give you something, people of God. If I was trying to make money, the tickets would be $30. Hallelujah. I'm trying to give you something, and at the same time, let it be a blessed fellowship for us. You don't want to miss the luncheon. We all should be out by 2 o'clock, 2:30, unless the Holy Ghost keep us in there. Then I don't want to go nowhere. Praise the Lamb of God. The cloud come, I spend the night right there in that room. Makes me no difference. Praise the Lamb. But it's my anticipation for us to be out. Praise the Lamb of God. The hotel is already favoring those who need a late checkout. I've already talked to the manager. Praise the Lamb of God. She says, I will favor them with a late checkout. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that want to stay over to Sunday, she's giving you the discounted rate. Those that want to stay over to Monday, she's giving you the discounted rate. Praise the Lamb of God for your rooms. Hallelujah. She done already favored us, upgrade us. Praise the Lamb of God with another suite. Jocelyn went down there and got a room with a kitchen and all of that in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Favor
yes.
is fair.
Yes.
It works for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you, people of God. It's going to be an exciting time. That's all I got to tell you. It's going to be an awesome time. You need to get there. Praise God. Now, let me say this. Lawrence, praise God.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. Jocelyn is here. I just need us to really talk about this election. I really do, mm-hmm. people of God, because I think because it's a re-election, we really don't know, praise the Lamb of God, the level, praise God, of divine power that moved on our behalf in order for this to take place. If you go to Yahoo, I dare you to go www.yahoo today, praise the Lamb of God, and look at Donald Trump's, he went crazy. I'm serious. He lost his mind, basically. He said, this is a travesty to America that we need to go storm and picket the White House. I'm serious. It's on there. Even Republicans saying that he's an embarrassment to the nation. Praise the Lamb. You go there and then you go scroll down and you will see their comments up under his statement. Praise his statements in negativity about Barack Obama becoming the president of the United States. People of God, I'm telling you, anytime you have this much satanic, praise the Lamb of God, hatred and attention being given, it's only because there's a blessing behind it. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a blessing behind this man going into office for the people of God. They didn't want this to happen. They thought they had won. They thought they had manipulated the system. They thought they had fooled enough people. Since Franklin D. Roosevelt, praise the Lamb of God, their appraisal of the economy has never been this bad. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It has never been like this since Franklin D. Roosevelt, who won re-election. Praise God. Matter of fact, he served 3 terms. Unheard of in the presidency, but they called him back, rescinded and amended it so that he could serve 3 terms. You better go look at your history. Praise the Lamb. Because after they reelected him, with all of the talk about the economy turned around. praise the Lamb of God, started turning around, and they wanted to keep him in there because they knew this might happen to Barack Obama. They held jobs. Watch this now. They held jobs. Praise the Lamb of God. They told their people, the wealthy industries, not to hire. To hire as less as possible so that it could show a huge amount of unemployment. Now you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, they're going to go to hiring. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. They're about to start hiring. So get ready, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. They're about to start hiring. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb. They was just waiting on this to get over. Praise God. And they thought they was going to have control of it. But you have to be careful, praise the Lamb of God, when the oppressor tries to come again to do to you in a different fashion what he did to you a long time ago. Praise the Lamb of God. When they say America, I'm telling you, people of God, when they say America, they're not talking about our America. They're talking about their America. You better listen to the tone of their voice and who they're looking at and when they're saying our America. Let's take our America back. That's what they said. Let's take America back. Who has it? Does Germany? Does Russia? China? Who? Iraq? Iran? Who has taken America? Where has America gone to? Let's take America back. Back from who? Praise the Lamb of God. Now, that was a gross, praise the Lamb of God, voice of injustice and hatred and prejudice. That can't, let's take America back. What? Okay, praise the Lamb. We got a caller. I knew somebody was going to rise up soon. Praise the Lamb. Code 210, yeah. You're on.
Oh,
error code 210. Your mic is hot. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Error code 210.
Must have been an accident. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you, people of God, we need to look at, praise the Lamb of God, what God has done for us, hallelujah, in this election, the persecution, the pressure, praise the manipulation, the lies, and all that went in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, without them reflecting upon the condition of America when they threw it in his hands. They gave it to him because they thought there was nothing he could do with it. Praise the Lamb of God. They thought there was nothing he could do with it. This is nothing new. Praise the Lamb. Now I'm going to share this with you all, and I mean it from my heart, because my dad and my uncles used to sit around tables when I was a kid and talk about this. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't know why the Lord exposed me to it and allowed me to listen to it. But let me tell you this, the average one of us that has a home has a leftover. I said it and I meant it. Praise the Lamb of God. You have a leftover. We're happy about leftovers.
Mm.
You didn't build it. It wasn't brand new when you walked in it. It's a leftover. Very few of us have brand new homes, praise the Lamb of God. Do you know why? They live in them until they don't want them no more. Then they go build new, better ones, and they move out, and they let us have them.
Hmm.
It has always been the cycle. It has always been the cycle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Always been the cycle. Praise God. Hallelujah. For us to have the leftovers. But we are the head and not the tail. When they saw us moving in new homes, when they saw we were building homes, when they saw we were moving in their communities, they plotted this. This was a plot. This did not just happen. the devil alive with a bow tie on, that everybody lost their homes like that. That was a plot. It was a plan. It was allowed. Now, you have to ask, for what reason would they want to do that? Mm-hmm. To ruin your credit? To bring you down to nothing? You know what I can do to you then? I can enslave you without calling it slavery. Because you have no choice. You have no credit. You can't get a loan. You couldn't buy a house if you want to. Because you've been foreclosed on. Hello, light bulbs. Wake up and smell this coffee. Ding, dong, ding, dong. And they did it to a specific, praise the Lamb of God, level, status of people, the middle class. And they did it on purpose. You better listen. Praise the Lamb of God. The assassination of the middle class went forth to bring us back down to low class. And many of us, praise the Lamb of God, off the backs of our parents, climbed up the wall of success. But you see what they did when you start rising to the top? Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, they had a trap door on the wall. They moved out the main brick and made the wall crumble. That's all that happened. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I told you all yesterday, a dollar has not left the planet. A quarter has not absorbed. It has not dissolved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then where is all the money? Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sitting in their accounts. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Praise God. How are you going to make profits, Lawrence? You make profits every year. For 30, 40 years of millions and millions and billions of dollars, and then as soon as the economy crunch, you say you broke.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all the billions of dollars that you have made down through the years?
Yeah.
I mean, it got so bad, they was giving out money so quick to everybody, every industry that was crying broke. A lot of you may not know this or remember it, but the porn industry went to Barack Obama to get money.
Mm.
The porn industry. Say, well, they're giving out money, let us get some too. We're an industry. We're a billion-dollar-a-year industry. So they cried broke, but they was turned down. Nobody really knows this stuff. They say they're giving out money like it's candy. People of God, we must wise up, praise the Lamb of God, and we must see what God is doing for us, because the empowerment that's coming to you now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, this restoration, this renewal, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, this, I'm going to call this refinancing, because God's going to give you your money back with interest, praise the Lamb of God. And as God bless you, you better have a head on your shoulder to watch what you have. You better have a head on your shoulder to recognize that God is blessing you to be a blessing back into the kingdom. Praise God. And not to go out trying to buy the biggest cars and all of that kind. Because we saw what happened when you do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be content. Praise the Lamb of God. And be wise with what you have. Be wise with what God has given you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We don't get wise till we have pennies. Then we want to use coupons, this, that, and another, and do all that. But once we rise up, we stop looking for coupons. We stop looking for the deals. We get very, very loose. And that's the time when you're really supposed to crunch down and watch where your money is going. Because then you want your money to start making money for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you stop making money. There comes a time when money starts making money.
Yeah.
and you stop making money. I gotta make me some money. That's our mindset. I have to make me some money. Their mindset is, I have to make my money, make money.
Yes.
Y'all better listen to the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm giving you some nuggets here. Praise the Lamb of God, that will take you the rest of your life if you listen to me. Hallelujah. That you'll be able to deposit into your children and your grandchildren. Be wise as a serpent, praise the Lamb of God, but harmless as a dove. Be wise, praise the Lamb of God. Do good when it's in your hand to do good. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't be a fool for the system. Don't want everything you see on the television, every magazine come through your door, praise the Lamb of God. This is what I started doing with magazines. I started putting them in the garbage. I don't even open them. You want me to tell you why? Because they don't make magazines, praise the Lamb of God, not to make money. A magazine and a casino is almost the same. They gamble on, if they spend all this money printing these magazines and taking all of these photo shoots and paying all of these ladies and men to model shoes and clothes and all the perfumes and all of that, they have the mind that if you see it, you're going to want it. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
That's where they get you at. Because there's something about what our eyes see that we don't have. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Go ahead. Oh, yes. I read this book years ago. It's called A Millionaire's Mind. It's a really good book. I encourage people to read. It's called A Millionaire's Mind. Anyway, in that book, it was saying that most millionaires, they don't, you know how people go on vacation, they go to France or they go to Italy or somewhere, and they spend all of that money. But they were saying in the book that most millionaires, they actually, you know, enjoy spending time with their family, going to the park, having a nice, you know, leading a simple life. They shop at Walmart, you know. It's not like they drive around in, you know, in Camrys or something. I mean, they don't, a lot of them don't really, you know, showboat, I don't know what you would call it, or spend like that, you know, on things like that, you know, that's going to lose value over time and that we grow out of and things like that. They're very wise in their spending, and you'll never know them. I mean, if you see someone walking down the street with jeans on, it could be a millionaire because they don't, you know, they don't flaunt like that. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, so it's and most of them, they were saying, most of them really don't have college degrees. A lot of them, you know, became millionaires because of their family. You know, they were born into it, but most of them, you know, they worked and they just had businesses. And, I mean, it's just a really, really good book. So, I mean, you wouldn't
think. Guess what happened to me? When I first came to Detroit, he, God rest his spirit, Dr. Stacy Williams of Peace Baptist Church, pastor, senior pastor, pulled up in my driveway. I didn't know him from head. I don't know how he found out where I lived. He pulled up in my driveway, and when I came out the door, he said, "Are you busy?" I said, "No." He said, "Get your coat." And I looked at him. He said, "I'm Dr. Stacy Williams of Peace Baptist Church. I know you don't know." He said, "Pastor Branch told me to meet you." And I knew it was okay. I got my jacket and I went with him. He took me all over Detroit to see all of the historical churches. He took me to First Baptist. Now, First Baptist, Bubba, was this first church in Detroit. Second Baptist came out of there. That's the church right there. Showed me where Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad from over in Canada, came across the bridge and hid the slaves in the basement of this church right here. He showed me all of this. This church came out of that church. That one came. He was just showing me all of this, telling me who the pastors were. It was an education in itself. He did this for about a week straight. He kept showing me. He didn't tell me, "I'll see you tomorrow." He just showed up in my driveway, blowing his horn, blah, 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 blah. I said, that's Dr. Wayne. Lord have mercy. And at that time, my wife and kids were, excuse me, they were still in Chicago. They hadn't relocated yet. So I had free time, so I would go with. So I heard this knocking in his car, in his engine, and I was telling them about it. I said, I hear that. I said, your engine going to lock on you. I don't know how long you got, but that engine is going to lock on you. He said, well, this is an old car. He said, what do you think I need to do? I said, well, Pastor, I don't know. You know, and the way he dressed this stuff, you would never thought this guy had a dollar. He was like a historian. So the back seat was full of papers and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know, but I said, well, maybe you ought to think about buying a new car. It was an old Lincoln, Lawrence. He drove to the Lincoln dealership, and we started looking at brand new cars on the show on the showcase, on the show, you know, the floor on the inside. He said, "Come here." He said, "Shakespeare, you like this one?" I said, "Man, that's nice right there." I said, "Now that's nice." Had all of the trimmings on it and everything. He took the dimension. Man, we want to test drive this one. The guy went and got the thing, and we test drived it. You know, we took it out for a test drive and all that. And we came back. He told the guy I wanted it. He said, I want this one. He said, Shakespeare, you like this one? You think this is a good one? I said, man, if I had the money, I'd buy it. He took his checkbook out and wrote one check for it.
Mm-hmm.
He paid for it right there, a brand-new Lincoln Continental. I saw him write the check. And he looked at me and said, thank you. I was wondering, did I need a new car? And left the other one there. Then I cleaned it out and put all the papers in the back seat of the new car. He said, don't throw none of this away. He said, put it back in the back seat. What I'm saying, I'm giving credence to what you just said, Jocelyn. Praise God. You'll never know a real wealthy person.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Because wealth is on the inside of them. They don't wear it on the outside.
Yeah.
It's on the inside of them. Praise God. Most people who don't have wealth try to wear their wealth on the outside. I was in a restaurant, and a guy came in there. He asked for the ends of the bread. And the man said, I saved these for him, gave it to him. I said, I seen that old guy right there walking up and down the road. All he do is pick up paper. He said, do you know him? I said, no. He said, he started laughing. The owner of the restaurant started laughing. I said, no, I don't know him. I just see him all the time up and down this side, always on the same side of the street. I said, from 17 Mile all the way back down to 14 Mile, he picking up paper. He said he owned all the land. From 17 Mile to 12 Mile on this side of the street. And everybody who has a business or anything on this land is paying him the lease, including me.
Wow.
He the owner of this land right here. That man you just saw is a multimillionaire billionaire. That's what he told me. I shook my head because he looked like a custodian.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. You want me to tell you why? Wisdom. Wisdom. We are concerned with things that fade away.
Yes.
And we have to get out of that mold, people of God. Hallelujah. You got to stop caring so much about how people see you and care more about how you see yourself, how God sees you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And start preserving your future. And start teaching your children a legacy. Praise the Lamb of God. Giving them a legacy of knowledge, rather. Praise God. Whereas that when they get your age, they'll have 10 times more than you have today.
Yeah.
That's the way rich dad does.
Yeah.
And that's a good book, too, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Because it's two psychologies. My father taught me to just get my high school diploma. He never told me to go to college. He told me you're going to need your high school diploma. That's what he told me. When I received my high school diploma, my mother told me to go to college. After I went to college, the same guy who picked me up, who's dead and gone today, Dr. Stacy Williams, told me to go get my master's degree. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he saw greater. My mother saw greater than my father saw. But if I had no one to tell me, I would have never changed. And it's likewise with us people of God. There comes a time in our life that you have to decide to change. Praise the Lamb of God. God exposes us to the knowledge, to the wisdom, to the revelation. But if you don't catch it, it's not God's fault. Hello, light bulbs. You must be swift to gain knowledge now. You must be swift to apply knowledge, to gain wisdom, to apply wisdom. Do you going to miss it?
That's the key, applying it.
Do you going to miss it? And hardening your heart, praise the Lamb of God, against parasites, against leeches, hallelujah, against bad soil.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Praise God. You going, you doing, and you giving to everybody, and ain't nothing coming back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, seem like God is against you for helping them. You ought to pray before you do it. Because all soil is not good soil. Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. All soil is not good soil. I'm going to tell you all this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know, people try to say, well, Jesus, he fed the hungry and this, that, and another. You ain't never read that in the Bible. Find it in the Bible where he fed the hungry. That was impoverished.
Ah. That's right. That's right.
He fed those that were sitting to him, listening all day to his teachings. People who were hungry for the knowledge of God. And because the stores and stuff was closed, and it was a good journey, they had followed him out in the desert. He told the disciples, let's feed them. What do we have that we can feed them lest they faint on the way home? He didn't say, we got a crowd of poor people here, let's feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Every church I go to, they feed the hungry. The hungry do not attend church. They eat and go back home or go back to their drugs or whatever. Is it wrong to feed somebody that's hungry? No. But Jesus gave people a hand up, not a hand out.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't get that one, did you? Praise the Lamb of God. I tell, you know, my daughter and them, they love to feed the hungry and stuff, and I donate and do this, blah, 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 and they feed the hungry at all, any given weekend. She may be downtown feeding in Cass Quarter, feeding the hungry and stuff, and I tell her all the time, how many of them change? How many do you convert? That's the question. How many see the light of Christ? Praise God. Because the kingdom, Jesus said, the kingdom is not bread and meat. The kingdom is not bread and meat. Hello, light bulb.
Yeah, you're right. It's not meat or drink.
Is that what he said? It's not meat or drink. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Praise the Lamb. He said, seek ye first the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Said, but
and righteous. The meat and drink will come. Okay.
He said, kingdom is not meat and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and the joy of the Holy Ghost.
And the joy of the Holy Ghost. That's what he said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And people of God, when we come to the point as prophetical people to really start saying, hallelujah, that we have a lot of leeches and we have a lot of people, crawdads around us who want to pull us down, who don't want to see us excel, that won't see it, don't want to see us go forward, don't want to teach us nothing, don't want to train us nothing, our eyes going to open.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But they're constantly succeeding. Something wrong with that picture.
Mm.
Oops. I think I said too much. Joshua, I think I said too much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, there's a lot of people that's going up the success ladder, and they looking at you down at the bottom, waving at you at the bottom. They ain't told you to come step up. They're showing you how to step up. They're not showing you how to graduate, how to go forward, how to get to the top. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn flies every day. Jocelyn.
Yes. Yes.
You got to answer this question for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more room in the air or on the ground?
In the air.
Hello, light bulbs. I hope somebody got that ding dong, ding dong. Praise the Lamb of God. There's more room in the air than it is on the ground. There's more room up than there is down. Obama's success in the physical, if we want to really talk about it, in the physical carnal world, if we want to say, how did this man get elected? He got elected by the poor vote. Because there's more poor people than rich people. Hello, light bulbs.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, if you go and look at everybody that voted for him, it's going to be a small percentage of rich people. He had rich people supporting him. Don't get me wrong. But the majority of his votes came from the poor because he appealed to the poor.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Because I was looking at the map, you know, that shows the red states and the blue states.
Yeah.
And I was looking, and most of the red states, like Mississippi is one of the red states. I'm from Mississippi. And, you know, well, the red state won. Basically, the red states were the ones that voted for Romney. And I guess Romney won the red states. And my question is, you know, I grew up in Mississippi, and I've seen it. And it's one of the poorest states in the union. It's one of the – and they voted for – and they're primarily Republican, and that just baffles me. I don't get that logic right there. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. Does it mean I don't get it. Can you explain? And, you know, there's Mississippi, there's Georgia, but I can only speak for Mississippi. You know, there are successful people in Mississippi, but it's also one of the poorest states in the union. The educational system there is one ranked, you know, pretty low consistently each year, and I just don't understand the whole thing. Can you explain?
You don't understand. Yeah. I'll let a prophet explain that.
No, it's really, it's nothing deep more than a couple of things. One of them is there's a long history of fear. Praise the Lamb. That's number one. In the South. Number two, the next one is, praise God. And if you want to talk 504, you can push the button and come on. Praise God. Push one and we'll acknowledge you. I saw the button light up. The next thing is the manipulation is greater there. And you have a large community of landowners down there. See? And the land that they own, a lot of poor people's houses and stuff sit on their land. They don't own the land. Are you listening to me, Jocelyn?
I'm listening.
A lot of landowners, a lot of wealthy landowners, and just as we're talking, that don't look like they're wealthy, but they got a lot of money. They got a lot of money. And there's a lot of poor people who live on their land. And it has always been a fear that if I don't do what they do or do what they say do and this, that, or another, It's just been a fear.
That's interesting because, you know, my grandparents, they own a lot of land. A lot of land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that just baffled me what you just said there too.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we used to say Jim Crow was just real strong down there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We used to use the term about the South and talking about Jim Crow and all that kind of stuff and what have you, but it has always been seemingly a fear tactic that was always used since you had stuff like, you know, the various the Klan and all of that and blah, 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 blah. There's still an air of fear. Every time I go to the South, I feel it. I feel the air of fear around African Americans. They still walk in a, you know, lesser humanity. You know? Even when I was in Texas, it was the same way.
Wow.
African Americans and stuff responded to, you know, Caucasians. I'm just being honest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now you come to Detroit. you come to Detroit and hang in Detroit a while, and you see the way, you know, Detroit was made for Lawrence London Jr. because... Lawrence London Jr. has no respect of person. He see no colors. He see a man, and he fear no man's face. Yeah, praise the Lord. We got. Let me see. Let's see. Our political analyst is here, Lele.
Hey, can I say one thing about the South right quick?
Go ahead, Lawrence. You just came from down there. Go ahead.
It's so simple, and we don't know it, but the population is still predominant. And I hate to say it because you got to just be honest. It's still predominant. It's still dominantly white, and they still teach those kids that same hate. And that, I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with financial status there. It has more to do with race. That's simple as that. I mean, in Georgia, in Mississippi, in all of them, it has more. It's still that. In Tennessee, in Kentucky, it still has that same stench. As simple as that.
Wow. That is crazy. Lele, let me see what I want Lele say before I remark.
I was actually going to say, well, first let me say good afternoon, Prophet, good afternoon, Pastor London, good afternoon, Jocelyn. I was actually going to say the same thing that Pastor London was saying, is that those states that are red in the South, since the Southern state strategy implemented with Nixon, those states are predominantly white. And prior to the election of Barack
Obama. And predominantly prejudiced.
Prejudice and racism is still huge. Prior to President Obama's campaign in 2008, African Americans, by large, were not known to really get out there and vote. So that's how the South was able to still is able to take over, able to control what we call red states. And the Democrat Party does not go after those states because they know that because those states are predominantly white and racist, and they are controlled by the far right evangelicals of the Republican Party, that they really don't have a chance.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still behind on the times. That's just simple as that.
Still behind on the times. And the pressure that was put on African Americans and stuff when they went to the polls.
Definitely.
It was nothing but a stare.
Right.
Stare at them. I'm serious. They just stare at them and look at them.
Yes. Imagine if African Americans in large numbers and the whites who would stand with them decided to turn the red states into purple states, which will mean they eventually turn into blue states. Imagine if that would happen and all the problems that will come out of Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. You see it now with Florida, Tennessee, Texas, even Pennsylvania tried to change the way they vote. Because
I didn't believe Georgia was a red state. I said, what?
Yes.
Because most of the counties are still, you know, other than the basic counties of Clayton and Fulton, most counties in Atlanta are all prejudiced counties.
But you all got about 4 or 5 million people in Atlanta.
No, it's not.
But
it just looks that way because Atlanta's so small.
Are you serious, Lance? I thought I've heard that. Well, they were talking about the suburban and all when they say Atlanta and give that number.
No.
Yes.
No. It's and in the suburb areas, the North Atlanta, whether you're north, whether you're east, west, the surrounding parts of Atlanta are dominantly white counties. Yep. Sure do.
That's just like Ohio. When you look at the map of Ohio, the electoral map, and they do a breakdown of the counties, you will see majority pockets of red, and you will see about 4-5 areas of blue. But because those 4 or 5 areas of blue are so much bigger in population than the red, that's how we end up becoming a swing state and eventually vote Democrat, depending on how the blue states, the blue areas get out there and vote. Whereas Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, their population in their red areas outnumber the population in the blue areas.
Really, the population in the blue counties in Ohio, or cities in Ohio, are they majority African American?
No, the rural population areas in the suburbs of Ohio are predominantly white.
Don't
but
get it wrong now. White people voted for Obama. Don't get it wrong.
Well,
the white middle-class working people did vote for Obama.
Oh, yeah, that's no doubt about
that. That's why he got elected.
Yeah.
They did. No, the African-American turnout in Ohio was greater than the white turnout in both 2008 and 2012 for President Obama. That's how he carried Ohio. But he did, but the white vote was split between in 2008 and 2012, but Ohio's red areas, they're large in landmass, but they're small in number as far as the people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. They're more rural.
Wow. Y'all educated me on some of this. I'm telling you.
No,
when it's like Atlanta and stuff like that, because I heard, statistically, that there was nearly 3 to 4 million people in Atlanta.
No, it's impossible for that's why you don't listen to the media. It's impossible for that to happen. Atlanta's not that big.
Well, you say so, Doc. You live there. I didn't live.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I cannot call that one. But I'm telling you this. It's just amazing. It amazed me. How many red states there were, praise God. Indiana didn't shock me at all. I used to drive down there and deliver light bulbs and stuff. And when you go into a prejudiced racist state or city, you can feel it in the air. Hatred you can feel. You can feel it.
Wow.
You can feel it when you walk in a restaurant. You can feel it at a gas station. You can feel it. That I'm in an area that hatred is just breeding. It's just there.
Wow.
It's a different air that you breathe. Or maybe it's my discernment of spirit, but I always know.
No, you're telling the truth. It's still, when I used to drive back and forth from Detroit to Atlanta, Detroit, every time I went through Tennessee and certain areas in Kentucky and with my daughter, one time I had on a T-shirt with Barack something on it, and this man came in the bathroom like he wanted to punch me in my face. I looked at him like, go ahead.
Well,
say they're that hateful. They don't. And Annie said, "Yeah, right," like that. He came in and said, "Yeah, right," and act like he wanted to punch me in my face.
Wow.
Just real quick, you know, I grew up in Mississippi, and I didn't steal it. I mean, I've had in high school someone call me the N-word, you know, but I didn't really feel how prejudiced it was. Mainly, I guess it's because I never really knew too much until when I left and went to school and I came back. I would go back to visit, and then I would see it. It was just like, wow, did I grow up in this? Did I grow up with this? You know, because when I was there, I just didn't realize it until I left and came back.
And you have the same. We have the same problem in Ohio. In the rural areas, it's very, very prejudiced. In Columbus, I live in the suburbs right outside of Columbus. Moving here was a culture shock, considering coming from Youngstown. The neighborhood I live in is just predominantly white people, maybe a handful of black people. My daughter's school, predominantly white. And it was around the time of Obama winning the candidacy is where you could just feel the high tension of racism. I mean, white people became so openly disrespectful. And it seemed like it was free to come out of the closet with your racism, because in Ohio, it wasn't open. It was covert. You keep it under the cover. It's something you talked about at your dinner table, but you didn't bring it out in public. But once he became the candidate, it seemed like they didn't care anymore. And it's even now where, you know, they'll throw out the N-word like it's nothing. They're trying to suppress the vote. I was working at a grocery store, and I had an older white gentleman come up to me and tell me, "I want you to bag my groceries." And I said, "Sir, we're not allowed to bag groceries." And he says, "No." He says, "That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you people are supposed to do. You're supposed to do what I tell you to do." I said, "Well, what do you mean by you people?" He said, "You N-words." I had to call my manager because my manager was white, and they escorted him out the store. But it was just I was shocked because I've never experienced such a thing.
Yeah, I mean that's obvious. This is the proof of the America we live in. In some areas, still divided like that. In some areas, still behind.
That's true. That's true, man. You know, when I've always known that, driving to Florida and places like that. When I went into Ohio, even when I leave Detroit and come to Ohio, I know that's one of the racist places. Then, especially when you start dealing with people there, you really feel it there. Then you cross that bridge and go over into Covington, Kentucky, it gets thick.
Mm.
The air gets thick over there.
Mm.
Hey, stopping over there for gas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's thick. Kentucky is worse.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious. As you go south, worse and worse.
I told you. I experienced it. You know, like you said, I don't care, but I experienced it. But, it's just the truth. It is.
But I think about how strong, you know, I think about how strong our, you know, my ancestors were, because my parents, they were, back then they were just, it was not, you know, a lot of it was nonviolent. You know, they did things the nonviolent way, I guess, but there was a lot more violence under Martin Luther King than Malcolm X. But anyway, but they were just, it's their strength. It just shows me their strength in silence. You know, there is so much, I mean, if you're able to go endure that and remain quiet and still be at peace within yourself, be at peace with God, there is just so much strength in that to me. And my parents, you know, they grew up, I mean, it was segregated when they, you know, when my parents grew up, but they never showed me anger towards the opposite race, towards Caucasians or anything. They never showed me that. I've never seen them really angry at the, you know, quote unquote, at the white man because of what they did. You know, they were always turn, and that was the example that they put, that I saw, you know, is to be, is to treat everybody nice, you know, just no matter what color they are, no matter, you know, just to treat them nice, no matter, and, you know, and what they had to endure a lot. You know, I one time I saw my dad have a few words with this white man at the gas station, but then after that, they were laughing and talking with each other, and it's kind of still kind of confused me today. But anyway, it was kind of interesting. But they never instilled that anger in me to be angry with them, you know.
Yeah. But that, you know, there's something about the Jesus culture, the kingdom culture, Christian culture, people, especially in our ethnic, that when we were raised to love everybody. I didn't understand it as I got older, while my mother used to tell me, you have to love white folk just like you love black folk. And I was just would look at her and say, Mom, but look what they just did to our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Look how the white people, they treat us. Look. Because,
yeah.
You know, I grew up in Martin Luther King and was marching when I grew up. So I saw all of this. My father had a newsstand. I used
Ooh.
To read the newspaper and look at pictures of black people with their heads split open and water hose down and dogs
yeah.
being turned loose on them and all of this kind of stuff and the beatings and the kicking. And I couldn't read that good, but I could read well enough
yeah.
to learn that this was wrong.
Yeah.
And it was always white men doing it. And then when I learned what the Ku Klux Klan was and what that was all about, I wanted to go join the Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very serious.
Wow.
I wanted to go get me a shotgun and just say, you know, I dare you all to cross this line.
Yeah.
That was not a black guy my age and my era that felt that way, that didn't feel that way.
Well, yeah,
they took our women, our daughters, and our young girls and impregnated them, had sex with them and everything, man. And a lot of them have never come forth.
Yeah.
In fear that they was going to burn down their house or kill their mother or do something else to them and all this kind of stuff. From the schoolhouse, church house, in the prejudiced South, all the way to the governor's house. All kinds of gross injustice took place during that era that still leaves a stain to this day.
Yeah. This is so true.
And it's still happening today, but in a different way. It's a little bit more subtle.
You got to understand what's happening in today's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's got smart. We're going to use Atlanta as an example. You know, if you notice in the South, a lot of areas where the blacks were able to collaborate in, they pretty much gave them those areas and even allowed them to build schools so they could stay separate. But they
mm-hmm.
had the whole mentality to divide, to teach the divide and conquer thing. They taught them their way of doing business, but they taught it in a way where we could hurt each other, you know, be so busy hurting each other that we wouldn't worry about what they were doing to us anymore.
Man, I'm telling you the truth. It's just...
that's what's going on.
And even in my era, I remember in middle school at recess one time, I looked across the street and there were Ku Klux Klansmen dressed out with their white on everything, holding some kind of rally or something across the street from the at that time, it's the middle and the high school was together, kind of in two separate sections. But it was after I was in middle school when I saw it. I mean, and I looked over there, and I remember wondering what are they doing. But then I didn't think about it anymore, and no one said anything about it. The teachers or anything, nobody said anything about it. It was just, what are they doing over there? In my mind, it's like, what are they doing over there? They were dressed out holding some kind of rally, and it was at recess. I looked over there, and I saw them all.
Well, what we have to be mindful of in all of this that we're saying, people of God, what we have to be mindful of in this season is what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about some 40-something years ago. That's the invisible chains of slavery. You must be mindful now about the slavery of the mind, the slavery of your spirit, the enslavement of your perception of things. You know, you have to be mindful of that. And I'm going to say to all of you all, take your children to see the best of everything. Don't allow your child to think that the neighborhood they live in is the world and television is make-believe.
Right.
Allow them to be exposed to the world, to see the best of things. You know, one thing I do thank God for, with Gabriella, is every time I talk to her, she talked to me about going on an airplane. Daddy, let's go. Let's get on an airplane. Let's go to the place with the swimming pools and this, that, and another. I exposed her as a baby, you know, and I'm telling you, it's a blessing to their lives to bring them to a place of knowing that that is better. Second of all, they must be taught that they can possess it if they go through the proper trajectory or process, whereas that they can articulate and come into a place of not just the possession of it, but the mind to maintenance what they have and to keep what has been given to them. That's really, really, praise the Lamb of God, a powerful thing when you can teach your children that they can have more, they can possess more, and then show them how, the how-tos, and then show them how to keep it. Show them how to take care of it. You know, it's one thing to tell your child, your son, you and your wife need a home, and he go get a home, and then you ride by there in 10 years, and it's a shack because nobody talked to him about maintenance. Nobody told him that if he didn't clean the gutters, the roof was going to start leaking. Yeah. Nobody told him different things about the house that has to be up, and it's not common sense, people. It's not common sense. It's not common sense. It has to be taught. It has to be shown. It has to be revealed and disclosed to them. It's the same thing with a car. If don't nobody tell you that that oil need to be changed every 3,000 miles or every 3 months, or every 90 days, you will burn the same oil for a year in a car. And then somebody finally say, have you ever had, when the last time you had an oil change? Hey, well, it's been a while, and it's really been never. And now your engine is messed up because it's dirty.
Another thing that I like to add to that is somehow we all have to have our love challenged. Best thing that ever happened to me, it felt like hell when I was going through it, but was when my mom moved. We had to move from Michigan to Nebraska, where I was the only black kid in a 1,500 school in a little town called Kearney, Nebraska. And do you know, the first week I was in that school, a football player called me a nigger. And I was trying to fight him in the halls, and everybody was trying to grab me, and I was looking around, and I was scared. I was trying to fight every white person I saw, you know, because I was like, I'm in hell. But in that experience, I learned something, that hate has no color, because within that, I met some of the nicest white friends that gathered around me. Even though hate was around me every day of my life in that place, I had a whole people who loved me as well, families who loved me. That they were my brothers. I was their brothers. They was my sisters, and I still keep contact with today. And that would not have happened, and my perception would never have came to this way where Shake says, I'm no respect of person. I don't look at your color. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna deal with you. Period. It's because I had my love challenged and I saw that love and hate has no color. And until we all have experiences like that, we are all these, I mean, we'll have those same little, you know, ignorant mindsets towards each other.
And then, you know, we need to really, people of God, pray against this evil. We really do. We need to pray against this evil, the systemic evil that's in our society, in our world, in our communities. And then we need to pray for one another and keep prayer on our agenda and keep it hot on our agenda. Boy, this has been exciting. This has been a wonderful dialogue. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. I wanted to talk to you all in this manner today. Lawrence and I discussed earlier that we want to talk about this because this win is so important to you now to position yourself and reposition yourself to a place of prosperity. God keeps saying to us, by this time next year, the head of that, praise the Lamb of God, is in position now. Some things are going to open up. Some doors are going to open up for us. God is going to do some supernatural things for us, people of God. Hallelujah. But you must be ready for it. You must be ready for it. I want everybody to try your best to think about how can I leave a legacy for my children. I'm going to... I'm going to try to bring Dr. Clay Brooks on here. He has a book about legacy. I brought him to our church and allow him to be our Sunday morning speaker, even though he's not a preacher. And he has brothers who are preaching, but he is a spine surgeon. Matter of fact, one of the top, if not the top spine surgeon in the state of Michigan for sure, and has his own practice. But I'm going to ask him to come and speak to us on the radio, if he would. He can call in from his office or something on his lunch break one day and speak to us about the importance of legacy. Yeah. We must leave a legacy. The Bible says the man, the person that does not leave their children, grandchildren, an inheritance is worse than an infidel.
You just hit me so hard between the nose on that, because that's my whole problem with my situation with my dad. I'm like, man, we should be building a legacy. You know, you should have a legacy laid out that I could lay out for my children. Instead, I'm laying one out for my children to from scratch, you know. And we really gotta change that as a people. You're right. It's too important.
My father had businesses, and I was too young to know, and we allowed our brothers, our older brothers, and he didn't want to be bothered with it. Mom was getting older, and the community was getting bad, but we just sold them and bought Mom a home. That home ain't even in the family now. No legacy. No legacy. No wealth transfer. I want to leave an empowerment to my children. I want to leave them something. I want them and to leave something to their children and their children's children, so that each generation can live a better life. I'm very serious. Praise the Lamb of God and be in a better position to help others. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you, people of God. I'll see you at the gathering. The gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Starts tomorrow night. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll be on at noon. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you. Lawrence James London, you know what to do.
Man, the Lord is shifting things in our favor. He's also making us all brand new. Man, love you and excited about your future.
dawning to me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new, brand new, brand new, I'm brand new. I rejoice cause I'm brand new, brand new, brand new, I'm brand new. You're the potter. I'm the clay. My life I give to you in worship every day. All for you and no one else. For you I surrender myself. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to do God's work and walk in victory. Now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Hello, you have reached PSM International and Truth Christian Assembly Church. Sorry no one's available. Leave us some information and we will return your most serious call. Have a blessed day and we're excited about your future. Bye now.